Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Ms. Nyla, Power of Attorney of Leonard Holland?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. I was just calling you, just first of all, to confirm if you got any information from Tyrone today.
No. Information,
yeah.
Like what?
Well, he called us about like 30 minutes, maybe an hour ago, saying that he was not feeling well and he wasn't going to make it today. And we've been trying to get, you know, another caregiver, but this was very short notice, so, you know, it has been difficult.
Well, you guys do know that my dad is bed bound and he can't be left by himself, right?
Yes, we do know
and
now.
I don't have any informal support to sit with him.
Mhm. Yeah, that's why I'm calling you right now, because even though we know that, we definitely need to know, you know, at least with a couple of hours of notice, and I'm noticing here that he also didn't tell you anything about that. So we're still trying to get somebody, but I just wanted to let you know that it's been very short notice, and we do not know if we will be able to do it, okay?
Okay,
I'll give you a call. Sorry, did you say something?
Yeah, I just said that this is BS, is what I said. That's what
okay.
I said. Because, I mean, I get that it's short notice, but my dad is going to be the one to have to suffer because inadequacy with staffing. So.
Yeah.
That's
so
a bit
the
frustrating.
Thing is,
yeah, that's a bit frustrating.
I get what you mean, but anyways, it's not that we have, you know, a full list of caregivers who are just available. You know, we have some, but your dad is also over an overnight shift, so that's even more limiting.
Okay.
No. I will still have to, you know, check with Tyrone. Maybe he's able to do it somehow. But I did want to let you know that that is very unreliable. And if that continues happening, and if the insurance is very much checking on your case, they might want you to switch to another caregiver who is more reliable, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what's probably going to end up happening, especially the history of the things that he's already been through. Because every time a shift is not covered, I get a call from Keystone, every
okay.
time. And then I have to sit there and explain as to why the shift wasn't covered and whether or not if he was safe and so forth and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll try to continue calling him, and our team is still checking to see if we can find somebody, and I'll give you a call before 5, record it before I leave.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.